Exploring Science in the Sea. In the 1958 B-movie The Blob, Steve McQueen and the gang stopped the blobby monster from absorbing people by freezing it. The Air Force then drops it on Arctic sea ice to keep it frozen. With the sea ice melting in a hurry, though, perhaps we should keep an eye out to make sure it doesn't head back for land. On the other hand, the warming climate has already given us an ocean blob, a giant pool of warm water off the Pacific coast. It killed huge numbers of marine organisms. This blob was the result of a marine heat wave. Like a heat wave in the atmosphere, it's marked by a big jump in temperature, and it can last for anywhere from days to years. The blob, for example, began in late 2013 and lasted into 2016. At its peak, it formed three giant patches. They stretched more than 2,000 miles along the coastline, from the Bering Sea to Baja California. Water temperatures reached about 4.5 degrees higher than normal. The heat wave was fed by high pressure in the atmosphere. It kept skies clear and sunny, warming the ocean surface. It also held down winds and blocked storms. Without the winds, the warm surface water couldn't mix with the colder deep water, so the top few hundred feet of the ocean warmed up. Without the mixing in the ocean layers, there were fewer nutrients to feed the tiny organisms that form the first link in the food chain. The effect rippled through the ecosystem. Fish, birds, and mammals died off in huge numbers, victims of the blob. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley. Science in the Sea is part of the Texas Podcast Network, the conversations changing the world, brought to you by the University of Texas at Austin. Any opinions expressed in this podcast do not represent the views of the University of Texas at Austin.